My dear brothers and sisters, our Lord's baptism is obviously not because he needed to be baptized, but by this he raised baptism from a symbolic act of repentance to something which conveys grace in two ways. First, the grace of redemption, and second, the grace of sanctification. Redemption is easy enough to understand. You and I inherited a penalty from the original sin of Adam and Eve. That is, we are conceived in a state of alienation from God. That Adam and Eve ruptured the harmony of God's creation, divided themselves from that original plan of God and from his love and friendship. But by the grace of redemption, the reconciliation that Christ brought us on the cross, we now are restored to friendship with God. And that friendship is restored precisely in the gift of baptism. The penalty of sin is taken away, and the promise of eternal life, living in God's love for all eternity, is restored to us. But what about this other grace of baptism, sanctification? That's a little bit trickier. That's an ongoing grace in our lives. And we could speak of it in terms of an indwelling of the Holy Trinity within our souls, which is what baptism accomplishes within us, but maybe that's a little bit too abstract, so let's try and get a little bit more practical. When we speak of baptism, we speak of divine adoption. That is, you and I are adopted by God. We are no longer merely creatures of God, wonderful creatures created in his image and likeness, but still creatures. We are adopted to become his children. Divine adoption, or another word we use, is filiation. That is, we are joined in the Son of God, so that we can call on God as Father, for we are now his children. This is a great grace. Too often, we can only think about redemption and think about, okay, sin has penalties, so I'm going to play by life's rules that God has given us, and then I get the reward at the end. That's an impoverished way of conceiving our relationship with God. Thinking about it more from adoption, think about this. Sometimes you look at a group of young people and you spot one, I know who your parents are. I don't need to know your name. I just know by how you look. I know to whom you belong. Right? And that's what divine adoption is about. It's unpacking for us this way to resemble our Heavenly Father. Sanctification is a transformation of our lives so that we reflect Christ. It's not about following rules. And that's what St. John tells us in the second reading today. He says, loving God is what the commandments are about, not playing a game. Loving God. So think about that in terms of, you know, when you see someone who vaguely resembles their parents, you see someone else, you are the very spitting image of your parents. That's what we want. We want to cooperate so fully with the grace of God that we reflect Christ himself in our lives. Now, with our own children, we know that there's a progression in a relationship, right? That sometimes kids do just what they know they'll be punished if they don't do it, right? But then there's that moment at which they begin to think otherwise. They begin to grow and mature in their relationship. And that's what we want to do. Think about the words that were thundered down from heaven as Jesus was baptized. Here is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. So I'd like you to think about this. I ask our school children, do you know how much God loves you? And they nod and say, yes, oh, yes, yes. And I say, no, no, you don't. We can't even come close to imagining how much God loves us. But on those difficult days when you're down and discouraged and when things around you seem heavy, pause and reflect on this. Look at the crucifix and let everything else fade away. And remember, if you were the only person on the face of the planet, Jesus would have endured his entire passion just for you. With that meditation, you can begin, just begin to fathom how much God loves you. This beloved Son, this is how we are adopted in Christ. And well pleased, God is well pleased, not just with Christ, but with each one of you. You know, when this pandemic started, the bishops lifted the obligation to go to Mass. My brother priest and I said, well, we always wondered how many people would show up if it wasn't under pain of mortal sin to skip. Now we know. God is well pleased. You are here not under an obligation. You are here not because there's a penalty to pay if you don't show up. You're here out of love. And God is pleased that on a chilly January morning, you got up early to come to Mass. But part of that evolution of our relationship is that we seek to please God. Is he well pleased with you? Absolutely. Is he totally pleased with you? Absolutely not. We all have room for improvement, don't we? We all have ways that you and I need to resemble our Heavenly Father a little bit more fully. But think about children, especially at Christmas time, they make their list for Santa. Give me this, give me that, give me that. Sometimes children just think about mom and dad as what mom and dad can do for them. But isn't it beautiful when children begin to shift gears? And maybe it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, the children begin this great conspiracy. What can we do? We want to do something as a gift for mom and dad. Not that we have to. We want to see the smile on mom and dad's face when we give them this gift. We want to please them. You know, it's the difference between making up our bed because mom said you don't get dessert if you don't make it up, or making up our bed because we just know that when mom walks into the room, she'll get a big smile and seeing it's neat and tidy and she didn't even have to nag. How do you and I shift gears from our relationship with God, which is a gimme, 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 to I want to do something to please God? I want my life lived in love, not under obligation and fear of penalty. This is the work of transformation, the sanctification that happens through the power of the Holy Spirit that you and I have received in baptism. Let's live our baptism. Not just have that knowledge that we are offered eternal life, but realize the dignity that you and I have as children of God. And to let that transformation show forth the image of Christ within us.